All right, well tonight we're going to be looking at another lesson in a series of lessons that we started on friendship evangelism. And we've had two lessons in this series so far. First of all, our first lesson was that we need to talk to our friends about God. And then the second lesson was that there's a problem between God and our friends, and of course that's the problem of sin. And tonight we're going to be looking at the lesson, Jesus is the message to our friends. And we want our friends to know about Jesus. And so that's what we're going to be thinking about tonight as we continue our series on friendship evangelism. Let's start by looking at Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. In this verse, Peter is speaking, and he says this, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And so the name of Jesus is the only name that is going to afford anyone salvation today, is what this verse is basically saying. But we're also thinking about the fact that the Christian always has something to talk about. And the person that the Christian always has to talk about is Jesus. As we said, we need to be talking about Jesus to our friends. And so anytime we have the opportunity, we should talk about Jesus to our friends. And this is a great thing. If we think about Jesus not just as our quote-unquote religion, per se, but if we think about Jesus as being our friend and having a real relationship with Jesus, then we're going to be more apt to talk about Him. If we just think about Jesus as some kind of religion, then we're probably not going to be talking about Him as much. So we want to talk about Jesus because Jesus is our friend and we know Him on a very personal level. And we want others to know Him as well. And so tonight, let's think further about friendship evangelism and talking about Jesus. Now, one of the obstacles we might have in talking about Jesus is fear. And sometimes we get afraid talking about Jesus to other people. But I want you to consider this verse in John chapter 16 and verse 33. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Now that should be very encouraging to us because, first of all, if our relationship with Jesus is what it needs to be, we're going to have that internal peace that Jesus wants us to have. But then secondly, when we go out and we try to talk about Jesus to other people, we're not going to allow the fear of talking to someone else about Jesus overcome us. Why? Because Jesus has already overcome the world. Yes, there's going to be tribulation. He said as much. He predicted it. He knows that when we talk to other people about Him, there's going to be some who will disagree. And there's going to be some who will even cause us problems because of it. But Jesus has overcome the world. And through Him, we can overcome as well. And so we shouldn't be afraid to talk to other people about Jesus. But when we begin to talk to people about Jesus, we may be asking ourselves some questions. First of all is, why talk about Jesus? What are some reasons that we have to talk about Jesus and to tell our friends about Jesus? Well, first of all, we want to talk about Jesus because Jesus is God's message for our friends. In Mark chapter 16 and verses 15 through 16, we read, "And He said unto them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." What is the gospel? What is the message of the gospel? It is the message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, right? And so that's what we need to be talking to our friends about, preaching the message of the gospel. preaching about Jesus. That's what Peter did in Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. He said, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Peter talked to others about Jesus because he knew that's what God wanted him to do. We've already looked at Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. When we think about God's message for our friends, we know that salvation is part of that message, and Jesus is central to their salvation because salvation isn't given under any other name than Jesus. And in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus made it clear that if anyone is going to reach the Father, that they have to go through Him. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes through the Father except through me." Why talk about Jesus? Because Jesus is God's message for our friends. Why talk about Jesus? Because Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. This is another great thing that we could tell our friends about. Jesus was in a very special relationship to God the Father as being the only one who has been begotten by God Himself. Now that makes Jesus a very special person in that regard. No one else was begotten by God in the same way that Jesus was begotten by God. Now we can be begotten by God through the Word of God and become a child of God by obeying the gospel of God, but we weren't begotten in the same way that Jesus was begotten. He was begotten in a very special way, and He was born of a virgin, as the Bible says. Of course, in John 3 and verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in 1 John 4 and verse 9, we read, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." But another reason to talk about Jesus is that Jesus reveals who God is. And a lot of people want to know who God is. Well, they can learn who God is by learning about Jesus, because Jesus is the one who tells us about God. In John 1 and verse 18, John wrote, "No one has seen God at any time." And that's true. No one has seen God personally and up close, and certainly today, that's the case, that no one has seen God. How do we get to know God then? We get to know God through Jesus, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared Him. Jesus declares who God is. We learn about Jesus by studying the New Testament. And the New Testament is the Word of God, just as all the Bible is the Word of God. And we can be sure that the New Testament is the message that Jesus wants us to have. You know, sometimes people say, "I'm only going to read the letters in red, and I'm not going to read anything else because those are the words of Jesus." Well, that's kind of a mistaken notion, because all of the Bible are the words of Jesus, because Jesus is God and the Bible is the Word of God. But further in the New Testament, Jesus said that He was going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was going to lead the apostles into all things, all truth. Notice John 14 and verse 16. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And so we can be sure that the rest of the New Testament is the words of Jesus as well. And we can study them and take them in just as if Jesus spoke those words Himself. And so we can learn about Jesus in the New Testament, and in learning about Jesus, we learn about who God is. Why talk to our friends about God? Because Jesus reveals who God is. And then finally, why talk to our friends about Jesus? Because Jesus died on the cross for the sins of mankind, and they need to know that message, that He died for them. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 14 through 16, we read, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of ordinances, or the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity." And so Jesus' death on the cross made it possible for us to have forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God and with one another. And today, Christ has all authority, according to Matthew 28 and verse 18. And that means he has the authority to forgive sins, the authority to pardon, and the authority to determine who is going to be saved. And so we need to listen to Jesus and his words today so that we can be saved. And so why talk about Jesus? Well, we talk about Jesus because Jesus is God's message for our friends. We talk about Jesus because he is the only begotten Son of God. We talk about Jesus because Jesus reveals who God is. And we talk about Jesus because Jesus died on the cross for the sins of mankind. And so when we go seek to evangelize our friends, we need to be talking about Jesus. The second question that you might ask is this: how do we talk about Jesus to our friends? And that's also a good question to think about. We thought about the question of why talk to Jesus about our friends, and we came up with some very good reasons. Now let's think about how we do that. First of all, how do we talk to Jesus about our friends? We talk about the Bible. And we want to talk to our friends about the Bible, as we said in the previous points, is that Jesus' word is the Bible. When we see the evangelist Philip encountering the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8, he is reading the Bible, and he asks him a very simple question: do you understand what you are reading? And that simple question then leads him to talk to the Ethiopian eunuch about Jesus. And Acts chapter 8 and verse 34 says this: "Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him." It is possible to open up to just about any scripture in the Bible and turn the conversation to Jesus. Not because we're trying to be manipulative, but because the Bible is about Jesus. The theme of the Bible is the salvation of man and the glorification of God through his Son, Jesus the Christ. Jesus is the main character of the Bible. He's in the Bible all the way back to the beginning in the garden, and he's all the way at the end in the book of Revelation. And so any page of the Bible can be opened to discuss Jesus in one way or another. And we need to be very good at doing this. And so how do we talk to our friends about Jesus? First of all, we open and study the Bible with them. And if you can ask your friends, do you have a Bible? If they don't have one, we have a bunch of free Bibles here at the church building. We have plenty of them that we would be more than willing to give away to your friends. And we have plenty of them. And so we want to talk to our friends about the Bible. What's another way that we can talk to our friends about Jesus? We can invite our friends to worship with us. Offer them a ride in your car and talk to them in the car on the way to worship and on the way home about Jesus. I had a good conversation with Kenny and Sabrina on the way home this afternoon when I took them back in the church van about Jesus. And about they brought up the subject. They brought up some interesting things that happened in their life, and I'm not going to give the details about that. But I will say that we ended up talking about Jesus. And we did that because that was a good opportunity for us to do it. Paul used every opportunity that he had to talk to others about Jesus and to invite others to worship. And he even went to the synagogues to worship and talk to them about Jesus. In Acts chapter 17 in verse 2 and 3 it says, "Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ.'" And so Paul invited others to come with him and worship, and there he was able to talk to them about Jesus. So we can invite a friend to worship if we want to talk to them about Jesus. What else can we do? We can use popular methods of communication. And when we understand what that is, and we can, that needs to go away. All right, go away. There we go. All right. Popular methods of communication. So, for example, we have social media, and maybe y'all are familiar with different social media applications. We could say Facebook, there is Twitter, there are other applications that the kids have that I don't know of. There is email. There's many different ways that we could talk to our friends about Jesus. It doesn't have to necessarily be face-to-face. It could be face-to-face, but we have this opportunity to use popular methods of communication. And you say, well, nobody will listen to that. No, some people will. Some people will, and some people will appreciate it. Paul used, quote-unquote, social media in the New Testament, okay? Obviously, they didn't have electronics back then, but he used the same kind of methods. Places that are popular for people to communicate. And one of those places was called the Areopagus in Athens. You went to Athens, if you had a message to tell people, then they invited you to come to this special place where you got to speak, and they heard you, and they listened to you, and then they either said, "Nah, we don't want to hear that," or said, "Hey, tell us more." And that's pretty much what Paul did. He was able then to present his message in this place. And notice what happens, Acts 17:32. "When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.'" And if you read further in that context, some of them believed. And so use social media. Use opportunities like email and other things to talk to your friends about Jesus. Use Facebook to invite them to our services. Point to our website. We've got plenty of material for them to study on the Bible on the website. And we also have a gospel meeting coming up. And we can use social media to advertise for that and tell others about that. And so we have plenty of things to talk about in that regard. So use popular methods of communication. How else do we talk about Jesus? We can invite our friends to church activities. We just had a wonderful church activity this afternoon with our youth. And we are going to be doing that every fourth Sunday of the month from now on. And it will occur immediately after the morning service. And so if you have children or grandchildren, or you know some youth in your community, bring them out to our Youth Devo. We also have a wonderful event for four-year-olds through fourth graders on the second Sunday of the month, which is called Learning to Serve. And we encourage you to bring children out for that, for those age ranges as well. So we have great opportunities to invite our friends to various different church activities. And so we have potlucks every third Sunday of the month. We have a Wednesday night singing quarterly. There are so many opportunities for us to invite others. And of course, our regularly scheduled worship services as well. And there are plenty of times that we can invite our friends to church activities. If they can't come to a worship service, then invite them to a youth devotional. If they can't come to that, invite them to a potluck, you know. If they can't come to that, invite them to something else that we're doing. There's plenty of time, a gospel meeting or something like that. There are plenty of activities we have that people can come to. And so let's invite our friends to church activities. You know, that was one of the ways that the early church organized and got along. They just had activities on a regular basis. The church in Jerusalem, they worshiped on Sunday, and then the days throughout the week they got together, they had meals together, and many people saw that. They wanted to be part of that, and they became part of the church early on. And so there are regular activities. And then finally, as we think about how we talk to others about Jesus, we want to make Jesus a part of our life. And this is really what it's all about. This is where we don't even think about it anymore, because it's just who we are. We begin to be evangelists in the true sense of the term when our lives get to this point. And I hope your life is at this point. And that is when we just incorporate all of these things together in such a way so that we're constantly being that light, that example to others about what a Christian truly is. And so how do you make Jesus a part of your life? You can take your Bible to school with you or to work with you. Pray before you eat and let others know that you are a believer. Let others know when you will not be available to do any social activities with them because you are going to be in worship with the church on Sundays and Wednesday nights. In short, as Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So let's review for just a moment. We only had 2 points in this lesson tonight. Jesus is the message for our friends. The first point was, why talk about Jesus? And the answer is because he is God's message for our friends. Because he is the only begotten Son of God. Because he reveals God to us. And because he died on the cross for our sins. The second point was, how do we talk to Jesus about our friends? And the answer is, number one, to use our Bibles. Number two, invite them to worship. Number three, use popular methods of communication. Number four, invite them to church activities. And number five, make Jesus part of your life. I have a question for you then this evening. Have you made Jesus a part of your life? We sang a wonderful song this afternoon at Jerry and Weaver Mills' house, the song, None of Self and All of Thee. And in this song, there is pictured a sort of progression of a person who starts off in life just thinking only of himself. And the song in the chorus, part of the song says, all of self and none of thee. And that's how most of us start our life. But then when we see Jesus dying on that cross for our sins, and as our sins begin to impact our life, and we understand that we can't go through life by ourselves, but that we need somebody's help, we turn to that cross and we begin to say, some of self and some of thee. And the older we get, the more we realize through our own experiences and through our own dealing with our own problems that we really do not have the answers to life, and Jesus has those answers. And we begin to think more and more less of self and more of thee. And finally, toward the end of our life, we realize that really it has been Jesus all along. And we say, ultimately, none of self and all of thee. Would you be that way in your life tonight, to give yourself to Jesus, to begin on that road where Jesus is the one who is going to take up all of your life? That is the way to live, and that's how we want to live as well. Do you need to become a child of God this evening and accept Jesus and accept his plan for your salvation? You can do that this evening by hearing his word and believing it, repenting of your sin, confessing him as Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. If you need the prayers of the church tonight, for whatever reason, then we stand ready to pray with you. And you can come now while we sing this song of invitation. Let's stand and let's sing.